You've been bought with a price. Therefore, glorify. Here's that word again. Glorify. Magnify. Amen. Glorify God in your body.
Yeah.
And in your spirit, which are God's.
Right.
Hallelujah. The three Hebrews over there, they glorified and magnified Christ with their bodies. Did you know that? Woo! They gave up their, they said, boys, bow down to the image, or we're going to throw you in the fire, in the furnace. Amen. And they said, that doesn't matter to us. You can throw us, amen, we're going to magnify Christ with our bodies. You can throw us in the fire, and if we burn, so be it. But Jesus will get magnified. Hallelujah. Hey, God, I'm about to feel the Holy Ghost. George Attlee, amen, was killed while serving with the Central Africa Mission. There were no witnesses. Listen to this. But the evidence indicates that George Attlee was confronted by a band of hostile tribesmen. He was carrying a fully loaded 10-chamber Winchester rifle. Amen. While he had to choose either to shoot his attackers and run the risk of negating the work of the mission in that area that they had spent so hard working on, or not to defend himself and be killed. And when his body was later found in a stream, it was evident the choice that he chose. Nearby lay his rifle with all 10 chambers still loaded. He had made the supreme sacrifice, motivated by a burden of lost souls. He glorified Christ with his body. Hey, God, I come to tell us, amen, glorify Jesus with everything you've got. I said, glorify him and put him first. He could have emptied that gun and maybe saved his life, but instead he magnified Christ. I come to tell us, magnify him.
Yes, Lord.
Woo.
Yes.
Paul's purpose for living is found in verse 21. For me to live as Christ.
Yes. I've read this verse hundreds of times. Does it bring a little more light to you now?
Oh, yeah.
For me to live is Christ.
Yes.
But to die is gain. What was that saying? Okay. Paul said, if I've got to glorify him with my body, then that's what I want to do. Woo! Hallelujah. My Lord. I wish you could see this like I'm seeing it. Hey, amen.
Yes.
For me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. Great God, victorious Christianity is personal. It is something practical. It is also possible. Yes, missionary Bill Wallace, a doctor in China, listen to this. Amen. Love these words. When he was arrested by the communists and brutally mistreated, he would scribble this verse and others on the wall in his cell to help keep his sanity. When those Chinese communists come in there and beat him, just a hair breath from his life, he would scratch down on a piece of paper or on his cell in there, for me to live is Christ, but to die is gain. After months of interrogation and abuse, he was found dead. The communists claimed that he had hanged himself, but his body showed signs of having been beaten to death. His friends buried him with honor and described over his grave the words that they felt described the motivation of his life. For me to die,
yeah.
Amen. Great God, for me to live is Christ, but to die is gain. People wonder what the purpose of life really is today. What in the world am I even here for? Have you ever thought that? Great God, here's your answer on why you're here in this earth,
yeah.
Why you're walking. While you're breathing God's oxygen, amen. Thank God, that's to magnify and glorify Jesus Christ, amen. That's why you're here, hey God. And then after Paul did that, some of my favorite verses in all the Bible, for I have fought a good fight. I have kept the faith.
Yeah.
And it goes on down. For I am now ready, 4 and 6, to be offered up, and the time of my departure is at hand.
Yeah.
What was he saying? He said, boys, I magnified him. I've lifted him up. Hey God, I've reached the palace. There's saints in Caesar's palace. Woo. I did everything I could.
Are you ready? Like Paul said, I'm ready to be offered up. Are you ready
to be offered up?
Amen.
Jesus, Jesus. Oh, God. Oh, yes, Lord.
Paul was swayed between two desires.
Holy God.
Amen. I'm going to read 22. But if I live, but I need 23. But if I live in the flesh, this is the fruit of my labor. Yet, what I shall choose, I walk not, for I'm in a strait. I love this.
Yeah.
Betwixt two. Having a desire to depart and to be with Christ, which is far better.
Far better.
Hallelujah. Woo! Amen. My, my, my.
Yes.
He says, I'm in a strait here. Hey, God. Once again, get your Greek dictionary out. This word straight means, amen, it was the word used of a traveler on a narrow path. It got on a place where there was a rock cliff on one side and a high wall on the other. Amen. Either side, he was all hemmed in and unable to turn aside. Paul said, I'm hemmed in. I've got a great desire to leave and to be with Christ, which is far better. I'm in a straight, I'm in a hard place. I want to go be with Jesus. Amen. I've suffered a great suffering. Amen. I've offered my life up. I've magnified him with everything in my, amen. But oh, I'm in a strait here betwixt two. Paul felt hard pressed by both directions, to stay or to depart. But he said, it's more needful for you that I stay. God kept him here for the furtherance of the gospel.
Yes, he did.
This word depart is from the Greek word, if I'm saying this right, analua. Amen. It is the word that was used for striking the camp of the Roman legion. Amen. Woo, listen to this. Amen. The freeing of a slave. Praise God. To depart, to be free. The solving of a problem. Amen. The relief of a burden from an animal. The ox got loose of the plow. Amen. A prisoner freed of his bondage. Or the pulling up of an anchor for a boat.
Right.
The picture of a striking camp is most interesting. When the Roman army set up camp, they would form a rectangular wall of brush as high as 10 to 12 feet high. Notice this. And when the soldiers departed from that camp and moved on, they left the makeshift fortress behind. A new testimony to anybody passing that way that the Roman legion had been there. Hey, God. Amen. And when we go to be with the Lord, we will leave a mark. Amen. What kind of mark are you leaving? Death is setting sail for the shores of heaven. Death for the Christian brings a solution. Amen. And answers to earth's questions and mysteries. Those things that you've wondered and pondered in your heart. Why? Death answers all of that. Hey, God. But the fortress left behind of the brush is the mark that you leave behind. Hey, God, I don't know when I'm going to die, Brother Tommy. But my grave, if I live to see that day. Amen. My kids rather live to see the day that they lower daddy in the grave. It'll say March the 12th of 1982. Amen. When this Jason Painter was born. And it'll have a dash. And it'll have the date of my death. But thank God the dash is the mark you're leaving behind.
Woo!
What kind of mark are you leaving in this world? And all those passing by will see the brush piled up and say the Roman legion have been here. What kind of mark are you leaving your family? What kind of mark are you leaving your community to let them know Jason has passed by, Tommy has passed by, great God, Anthony has passed by? What kind of mark are you leaving behind?
Yes, Lord. Help us, Lord, help us. Lord,
I know I've read a lot here tonight. Some of this touched my heart.
Come on, come on.
Death is setting sail for the shores of heaven. Death for the Christian brings solutions. Matthew Henry expressed this confidence in words. Matthew Henry, anybody got Matthew Henry commentary?
Oh, yeah.
I like Matthew Henry.
He expressed this confidence in words he hoped would be read at his death by anyone who might unduly mourn his passing. The words of Matthew Henry he wrote prior to his death, and he wanted read at his funeral. Would you like to know where I am? I'm at my home in my Father's house.
Thank you, Lord.
In the mansions prepared for me here. I am where I want to be, no longer on my stormy sea, but in God's safe, quiet harbor. My sowing time is done, and I am reaping. My joy is as the joy of harvest. Would you like to know what I am doing? I see God, not as through a glass darkly, but face to face.
Holy Lord.
I am engaged in the sweet enjoyment of my precious Redeemer. I am singing hallelujah to Him who sits upon the throne. And I'm constantly praising and worshiping Him. Would you know what blessed company I keep? It is better than the best on earth. Here are the holy angels and the spirits of just men made perfect. I am with many of my old acquaintances with whom I worked and prayed. Hey God, I never thought of that one of these days. Instead of sitting around playing cards like men and women do down here, man, God, we're going to sit together. We prayed and preached and helped one another get over there.
Yeah.
Hey God, it wasn't no pat on my back whatsoever. But I tell you, some things people say, it'll stick with you for a lifetime. Hey God, when old Brother Don Williams looked at me, amen, days before he died, not knowing that he was about to die, had that massive stroke after a heart cath and open heart surgery, amen, went in there. He didn't know he'd be dead in a matter of days. But when old Brother Don looked at me with that big smile on his face, and they said, I thank God he sent you here. He said, I let the fire go out. Hey, I let the fire go out. But oh, he said, I've got it back again. I'll never forget that. As long as I got my right mind, I'm going to sit with Matthew Henry and Don Williams one day. Hey, God. I said, I'm going to sit with Hester Martin and Sister Kirk one of these days. Hey, it wasn't long ago. I was down in Spring Valley. Hey, God. Hey, amen. Hope this don't offend nobody. But when they buried Sister Mark Corns, it broke my heart. Yeah, I hated to lose her. But down in that watery grave, anybody remember that? They buried her down in a holler that was slapped that pump full of water when they dug that grave. What's that boy Jimmy's name? The dark-headed one. Jimmy, the little short one. Look at that undertaker when we was leaving. He said, hey, don't put my mommy down in that water, are you? It broke my heart. And that old undertaker said, oh no, we're going to pump the water out before we lower that body. Hey, I drove by there a few days ago and I looked down at that grave and there it said, Barbara Corns. Hey, God in heaven, I'm going to sit down, hey, at heaven's table and talk with Barbara Corns one day. That's what's going on in heaven. I said, it's worth it, church, to have right priorities. I said, it's worth it to get to make it to heaven one day. I'm out of voice, but I ain't out of anointing yet. Hallelujah. It is better, he said, than the best on earth, the company that I'm with. Here are the holy angels and the spirits of just men made perfect. I read that. I'm with many of my old acquaintances with whom I worked and prayed and who have come here before me. Lastly, would you like to know how long this is going to continue? Woo! It is dawn. The sun has just come up. The morning is bright. Hey, but guess what? It never fades. The sun never sets. Thank God the sun never goes down the yonder hill. Hey, after millions and millions of ages,
is, it will be just as fresh as it is right now. Stay with me in this house. I come to tell you, church, keep right priorities. Don't let the devil talk you out of your soul. Keep right priorities. It'll be worth it one day.
Yes. As bad as Paul wanted to be with the Lord, it was more important and needful that he stayed to help grow believers in the church. Paul was dedicated to the task. This word furthers.
I preached a while back.
Holy God.
Where we get our military term from advancement.
Yeah.
When an army makes an advance, the battle of the bulge. You ever seen that in history class? The line was straight. There was a bulge in the line because American forces made an advancement. Whew. I wonder what Paul's chart looked like.
Holy
God. Great God, there was all kinds of bulges. Amen. There was all kinds of lines pushed into enemy territory. He said, because I'm furthering the gospel.
Yes, he did.
Hey, man. What about that day he showed up in Rome when there was Nero and all them hateful soldiers? Anybody else would have been intimidated. But Paul said, I'm going for a bulge. I'm going to the palace. Woo! I'm carrying the gospel to Nero's house.
Yes.
My God in heaven. I feel the Holy Ghost on a Thursday night.
Yeah.
I'm going to Nero's house. And thank God he rich. And then we're near the end of the road. I salute thee that of Caesar's house. Hey God, I salute you. And especially thee of the household of Caesar. Hey God, I come to tell you, church, it'll be worth it one day.
Yes. Amen.
Million mornings. And it never went away, he said.
Bye-bye.
Hallelujah. I could preach all night because I'm feeling. Listen, that's pretty hard.
Thank you, Lord.
Hey, man. Paul wanted believers to go forward in joy and in faith. This ain't no drudge work.
Nobody.
You don't have to hang your head in sorrow.
Yeah.
Hey, man. Adoniram Judson was the first overseas missionary sent out from America. He and his wife went to India and then to Burma. In the early 1800s. He labored in Burma for 4 decades, 40 years. But it was not easy. After 14 years, he had a handful of converts, and he was unable to write Burmese, and was able to write a Burmese grammar. These years were filled with suffering. Listen to this. Being in prison for a year and a half. Listen. Seeing the death of his wife and all of his children from diseases in Burma.
Oh, Lord.
Lost his wife and all of his kids. Judson longed to be with the Lord, but remaining behind to further the work of the Lord Jesus was more important. Judson's prayer was to live long enough to translate the Bible into Burmese language and to establish a church.
I've always been reluctant to this. I'm not going to be reluctant anymore. And he wanted to establish a church of 100 members before he died.
He said, I want to get the Bible translated into the Burma language, and I want to see my church fill up 40 years to get 100 members.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
The foundation that Judson laid is still being built upon today after Judson not only translated the Bible into Burmese, but he also translated a dictionary, amen, in their language and the Bible, and built his church to 100 members, and God took him.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. He said, I got babies over there. I got a wife over there. I've been in prison. They beat me. They've abused me for the ministry, for the gospel's sake. He prayed many prayers. Lord, why don't you just take me? Jesus said, you got to get the Bible in their language and I'll take you. Whew. You got to further the gospel. Paul, what about on that ship that Euryclus darn storm came at night? Amen. Those men on board said, hey, amen, this is bad. They's about to do some crazy things. Paul said, guess what? Amen, this ship's going to make it, not a hair of anybody's head on this boat's going to be harmed.
Right.
You know why? Because Paul knew the gospel had to be furthered. Paul knew he had to stand before Nero and penetrate the palace. Oh, God.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. How about it for you tonight? Why don't we get in these altars here and say, Lord, help me get my priorities intact. Help me, God, to get my priorities straight right here on this Thursday night.
Yes.
I need to learn my dependence on God. I need to decide to go for God no matter what. I need to dedicate myself 100% for the furtherance of the gospel. Let the Lord help you here tonight. Let the Lord help you.
Come on,
get serious with God. Get serious with God.
Jesus.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Get serious with God.
Just a few days to labor.